We at Access More are deeply saddened to announce the passing of our dear friend Mandisa. Through her Out of the Dark podcast, she has been a champion and advocate for those who struggle with mental health issues. She is a friend whose voice will be missed, whose smile made others smile, and whose honesty helped share the burdens of those who heard her thoughtful and endearing words. Access More remembers Mandisa.
Access More. Well, you pull me
Welcome to the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm Mandisa with my new friend, Laura Williams.
Hello.
Laura is a licensed professional counselor. And, you know, we started rolling. I hope that our tech is not going to put this in there, but I just let out a big burp right before we started. I couldn't help it. And we talked a little bit about when you first came into the studio today, we talked a little bit about having fun and how you sometimes have a hard time doing that. And so I want everybody to know it is my goal to have Laura burp by the time that we are done filming all these episodes. Not that burping is fun necessarily, but I think it just kind of, it shows a freedom.
Yes, right, exactly, sure.
We're probably going to get a whole bunch of emails from people saying, no, Mandy, so that's just nasty. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, y'all. Well, Laura, today we are talking about how when I leave my counseling appointment, you know, so tomorrow I have an appointment with my counselor and we do EMDR, which, tell me what that stands for again. I forgot.
It's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Okay.
Yes.
So all of that is fancy words for saying it. Somehow it makes my brain go from left to right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And somehow through that, it, like, I take a situation and I just kind of look at the situation again and I just ask for a deeper revelation. Actually, I'm not explaining it right. Would you tell what it is? No, you explain it because I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're doing a great job with it. And it's exactly that. And the funny part, I'll tell you, one of my clients, and I have permission to say this, calls it bing bong therapy.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
but it is, it's bilateral stimulation. That's the technical term for it.
So techie.
I know. But what happens is when we have these stuck places in our memories, it actually gets stuck in the limbic system. So in the limbic system,
yes, what is that?
The limbic system is that part of our brain that controls our fight-flight response.
Oh.
Okay. So a lot of times trauma gets stuck there and it affects us in the present because it gets like alarmed.
Wow.
So I use this example all the time, but say you have a person that comes back from war, and we saw this a lot with people who went to battle during Vietnam. We did not have EMDR then. We did not have awareness of trauma. And so what they struggled with a lot when they would come back is this feeling like I'm still in battle.
Wow.
Okay. And so I use that example a lot because what happens is they think in a moment, so say a car backfires, right? In that moment, they really believe, I am in battle.
Wow.
Okay, so they might duck and cover. They might, they might run. They might, there's a lot of things that people will do, but a lot of that is uncontrollable because that memory is stuck in the limbic system.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I went to OnSite, which is just a rehabilitation, like a place where I dealt with my trauma.
Yes.
Childhood trauma. I got this book called The Body Keeps the Score.
Yes.
I haven't read it yet.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to bring up some stuff.
It will.
But my therapist there recommended it because look, some things happened to me when I was a child that I may not even have a memory of, but my body remembers it.
Yes.
So is that what is happening? Is it happened to me and I may not ever remember it, have the memory of it, but my body is holding on to it. It's in my limbic system.
Yes, it's there. I know. It's crazy. It is. And in many ways, it's a good thing. So if you can imagine, like when you got out of your car today, did you think about how you got to this room?
No.
No, right? Mm-hmm. However, that's still memory.
Wow.
So there are positive things about that part of our brain because it's implicit.
Yeah.
Right? We're accessing things all the time in our memory, but we're not consciously doing it.
Got it.
So what we want to do is kind of weed out the places that we don't want to access all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to erase it. It's not going to be gone.
Yeah.
But like that, what example you were talking about, your body's remembering, just like our body remembers how to walk from our car mm-hmm. to this room. Mm-hmm. We're not going, okay, we got to put this foot, in front of this foot,
okay.
Right? You know, it's not a step-by-step
yeah.
thing. It's accessing a place in our brain that we're not really aware of at that time.
Wow. So I'm thinking about, I've got a friend who had some traumatic things happen to her when she was a baby. Mm. And she only knows, she was adopted, mm-hmm. but she only knows because that was, of course, told to the adoption agency. It was told to her parents now. Mm-hmm. But she has no memory of it.
Yeah.
But she battles with a lot of different things.
Yes.
And so that is just her body remembering.
Yes.
And so EMDR, mm-hmm. At least for the one time that I've done it and I'm about yeah. to do it again tomorrow, it helped. Why does the left and right, like, and you can do it, as I understand, I do it by tapping on my chest
yes.
from the left into the right. But mm-hmm. I've heard that people can do it by hearing a sound
uh-huh.
in your right ear, then your left ear.
Yes.
There's a way that you can do it where your eye is looking at a light that goes from the left into the right.
Yes.
What is it about that process, the bing bong therapy?
The bing bong therapy.
Why does that help? Like, what is that about?
It's accessing the different sides of your brain. So mm-hmm. when we're going through trauma, the reason why it gets stuck is our, now I'm going to mess this up, but there's a part of our brain that actually shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're in trauma, we have to act out of that limbic system,
mm-hmm.
right? Because otherwise, we wouldn't make it through the trauma.
Yeah. So either the fight or the flight,
yes.
like that's actually a protection thing.
Yes.
Like your body knows,
yes.
drop down, protect yourself, or
yes.
get out of here.
Yes.
And that's not a bad thing necessarily.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
I have this story, and it's amazing. My husband and my son were horseback riding one day, and my son was maybe 5 years old, And my son was on the horse, and my husband was riding the horse in back of him, and the horse bucked my son off.
Ooh.
And actually went to go, like, reared up and went to go, like, almost stomp on him. And my husband, and he has no recollection of this.
Wow.
My husband jumped off his horse, shoved his body into this horse
wow.
that was about to jump on my child and shoved this horse out of the way, which
wow.
if anybody knows anything about horses, that's almost impossible
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. Now, he doesn't remember any of that. That's all secondhand from the people that were there with them watching
wow.
this go down. But that's the power of that fight or flight.
Got
when
it.
When we are in real danger, there is a lot of power in that.
That's so good.
Yes.
It also reminds me of a previous episode where we talked about how our fathers shape how we view God mm-hmm. as father.
Yes.
That's a great view that
yes,
your son
I
has.
Know.
That your that your daddy would jump off of a horse and fight a horse for you.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So what made me bring up the EMDR is that when I left my appointment last mm-hmm. week, I literally felt like I ran a marathon.
Yes.
Like, why does this feel so hard? I mean, it feels like, you know, I work out with a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like even more work
yes.
doing a 45-minute session with my therapist
yes.
as training for 45 minutes with my personal trainer.
Yes.
Why is it so hard?
It's hard. It's going back and almost reblazing a pathway, right?
Yeah.
There was this other, I know I tell stories a lot, but there was this other story about a man who tried, so he learned how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then they switched the, somehow they switched the mechanism in it so that he had to learn how to ride the bike. But instead of when you turn the thing to the left, it went right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It took him 2 weeks of constant practice
wow.
to be able to redo that pathway.
Wow.
Right. So, and you
when
can
you
imagine,
say redo that pathway, you're talking about in your brain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So a lot of times when we're talking about trauma, okay,
yeah.
there's a pathway that's been burned, which means like, if this happens, I need to run for danger.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, give me an example of that.
So say for me,
yeah.
okay, so I'm going to give an example from my childhood. So I, in growing up with my dad, I can tell in a change of a voice if a person is happy, sad, mad, whatever they're, you know, whatever they're feeling.
Because for those who have not listened to previous episodes, you had a hard relationship with your father.
Yes. Okay. He struggled a lot with what we know now as bipolar disorder. So I had to do a lot of anticipating, right? So all these things are trauma, right? But where it gets in the way today is if I'm walking in the store and somebody uses a deeper version of their voice, all of a sudden I'm like in trauma land and I'm like, get me out of here. This is dangerous. And it's really not.
Because your body remembers it's in your limbic system that when you hear this tone of voice, this means danger.
Okay. And so it can be a lot of different things. It can be a smell. It can be something you see, it can be something you feel. And that's where the body, again,
keeps the score. So is it true that I've heard it said that smell is actually the sense most related to memory? Is that true?
Yes, have you heard that? The olfactory sense. Yes.
That's interesting.
It is.
So when I smell bacon, that just takes me back to my youth.
Oh, yes. When I smell there's this particular soap, I am back in my grandmother's bathroom.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So for people like me, for people like many of us who have trauma, and our bodies are conditioned. And let me just give an example of how this works out in my life. When I have something difficult happen to me, my default is food. My default is to go to the nearest fast food restaurant, to order lots of food, the highest fat, highest sugar, and to binge eat. So that has been something that I've done since childhood. And I'm letting myself off the hook now because look, when you're a little girl and you've got somebody sexually abusing you, you do things to protect yourself. And so I know that, you know, not just being molested as a child, but being raped at 16, there was something in my young mind that said, well, you know, this is comfort food. Like it makes me feel comfortable and good. And as I started to gain weight, well, I don't feel as in danger because men aren't looking at me. These little boys aren't looking at me. They're calling me fat now. So I think something in my mind thought it's protecting myself. But now, as I'm learning to walk in freedom, I'm realizing that that was a protection thing that I did as a little girl. And now it's time to grow her up. And now it's time to take the wall down. And that is why you're saying it feels like work is because these are things that I've been living with for over 40 years. And so now that's why it feels like so much work is because I'm actually having to go and reframe my mindset.
I know. It's not easy.
It's so hard.
No. Anybody that thinks therapy is a luxury has not done real good therapy. I hate to say that because it is hard work. It's hard work for you and me to choose the thing that's healthier, right? To choose to not have that extra glass of wine or to choose to be patient with your kids or to choose to, I don't know, fill in the blank, not go to McDonald's, right?
Krispy Kreme.
Amen, sister. Or just even like another chocolate chip cookie. I mean, those are the little things, right? And that's the hard. That's the hard. And it's not just about food. It can be about a thousand other
anything.
Things.
I mean, any substance, pornography, like sex, like anything. People learn to turn to anything to fill that void. So let me ask you, first as a counselor, I know that this comes with your training, but is it difficult in working with people where it feels like they just keep doing the same? I get frustrated with myself that I keep turning to food. I keep making the same mistakes and I keep beating myself up for it. And so my counselor, Danielle, she's teaching me to stop beating myself up so much because that's actually making me do it even more.
Yes.
So do you ever feel frustrated with your clients? And you may not be able to answer this. Is there ever any, how do you work through if you have a client that you just see, we've been working for a long time and you're still doing the same things?
You know, it's interesting. I don't get frustrated with them. I get frustrated for them, you know? And most of the time, now, this is not about me. This is about them. That they want this work. And so they'll do the hard. I have very few people that actually will come in and be in the same place as they were 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yes.
It's like, you can't, would you say that you can't not talk about the things that we talk about in therapy and not see a change?
Yes.
Even if it's a slight change, it's still a change.
It's still forward movement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And what you are talking about is really hard. Like, you actually being patient with yourself, not beating yourself up, right?
Yeah.
That's the love is patient.
That's right.
Right. Love is kind. Mm-hmm. God is not talking to us with, now, Mandisa, are you serious? Are you going to McDonald's again?
Isn't that interesting? Well, that also, we talked in a previous episode about how our view of God is often shaped by our parents.
Yes.
And so, yeah, if you've had a parent that was maybe very critical and maybe would respond to you making mistakes by yelling and screaming and spanking even, it's really easy to put that on God as Father.
Yes.
So that is part of the hard work. It is reframing. And so that's what you do in counseling. You help people to reframe their mindset.
Yes.
That feels like hard work for you as well.
Yes. Well, it you know, it is, because there's always work for me to be doing. And it's more of, you know, even as I'm doing work with clients, I'm constantly doing my own work too. It's a constant everyday thing.
When you say constantly doing my own work, are you talking about like in your own counseling journey with your counselor?
Yes.
Okay.
I have this great friend, and she's a wonderful counselor. She's in Boston. Her name is Jan, and she is amazing to me. And one of my favorite things that she says is, she goes, she's like, healing is an ongoing journey, but what else do we have to do?
Come on, say that again for the people in the back. Healing is an ongoing journey, but what else do we have to do?
Yep.
That'll preach.
Yes.
I'm going to write an entire sermon on that.
I love it. I love
it. Great.
And she's been a therapist for 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and she's done her own work. And so it is true. It is an ongoing journey, and we're all there together.
Love that.
So that part, yes, I am constantly doing my work every day too. But the other piece of what I wanted to get back to for you is this really sweet place of, hey, it's not just like, you know, yes, we have to be kind to ourselves and we've got to do these other things. The hard part is being able to regulate and moderate ourselves. So most of us, when we ask like, hey, how are you disciplined when you were a kid, right?
Oh.
How did you receive guidance? You know, I can say for me that didn't look very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Either it was not there or it was scary.
Right.
Right. And so for me, even today, the part that I struggle with the most is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for me, my thing is not working out.
Got it.
Like, I hate walking. I hate like riding a bike.
Yeah.
I hate going to the gym. I hate all of it, but that's not healthy, right? And discipline is being able to go, okay, Laura, I get why you don't do it.
Yeah.
But that's your temple.
That's so good.
God asks you to take care of it. And so we're going to get up and we're going to go for a walk, right? And so, but it's a loving kind of like, you know, way of talking to yourself.
It's so funny that what you just said, that is your temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about Romans 12, and I was going to share verse 2, but let me share verse 1 as we finish out this episode. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. A different version says, your body, present your body as worship to God.
Mm.
And so, going for a walk, exercising, like breaking a sweat, that is actually worship. Like, we can honor God with our bodies. He loves that. And then verse 2 is, we're talking about doing this hard work is work.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love in verse 2, and this is the Amplified version, do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs. Come on, you better preach that, Paul. But be transformed and progressively changed. I love that.
Progressively changed.
As you mature spiritually, and here's the part that I love, by the renewing of your mind. And that is what we are doing in counseling. It is renewing our mind. Like, it is creating different pathways, all of these things mm-hmm. that we've always done in our limbic system yes. that our body remembers uh-huh. and keeps the score, you can renew your mind. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am such a believer in counseling. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we are talking about that a lot in this podcast.
Yes.
But you know what else? Renewing your mind with yes. the word of God.
Yes.
That is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what the rest of that verse says in the Amplified Version. It says, renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values mm-hmm. and ethical attitudes.
Ooh,
so yes. that, and here's what the benefit is, you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is,
mm-hmm.
that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you. I love you too. I love that God, he tells us what the goal is.
Yes.
The goal is so that we are able to live full, effective lives for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by offering our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. We do that by renewing our minds, mm-hmm. by putting one foot in front of the other,
yes.
by choosing life instead of choosing death. And so that's what we want to leave you with. You can choose to renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to take a different direction, mm-hmm. even if it's a slight turn.
Yes.
That slight turn, when you keep going in that direction, will
yep.
take you in a completely different direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us on this episode. We will see you next time on the Out of the Dark podcast.
We at Access More are deeply saddened to announce the passing of our dear friend Mandisa. Through her Out of the Dark podcast, she has been a champion and advocate for those who struggle with mental health issues. She is a friend whose voice will be missed, whose smile made others smile, and whose honesty helps share the burdens of those who heard her thoughtful and endearing words. Access More remembers Mandisa.